Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson. Tonight's show made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Grower, also Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center, also Shelter Insurance and your Shelter Insurance agent, and, of course, Wendy's, as we are broadcasting from the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. Russ Robinson here, along with George Bartry, who is, as we speak, compiling scores from across the state. And we've had some pretty big games across that. I know the one that a lot of people were looking at, they were wondering, could Pearl go into Madison Central and win? I heard it was pretty close there for a while. George will fill us in on that. And we'll go over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center scores desk in just a moment. I want to remind everyone about the Saturday morning clinic that takes place at Mississippi Sports Medicine. And you got nicked up or banged up or bruised or broken or whatever tonight, the clinic will be open starting tomorrow morning, and it's there, right there on Fortification Street. Also want to remind you that the FNUTL.com website is up, and also the Friday Night Under the Lights app is up and running. Dr. Dave Shouse has it working for both Apple and Android, so if you're driving tonight, obviously, would you rather you not watch the show? Would you rather you just listen to the show? And, of course, you can listen to the show on any of the great radio stations across the state from the Mississippi Public Broadcasting folks. And Ezra Wall is our engineer tonight. And if you want to find us, start to the far left on your radio, hit scan, you'll find us, no matter where you are in the state of Mississippi. Well, oh, great one.
Yes. Yes, I thought you were going to pull. I told Chris I could tell a little story here a long time ago, and I won't bother to say how long, but I remember we were trying to do a game, and as the kicker was approaching the ball, and when the referee dropped his arm for to signal for the kicker to approach the ball for the kickoff, you were nowhere in sight. And then by the time the kicker kicked the ball and the ball is in the air, you were in your seat with your headset on.
With a hot dog in my hand.
With a hot dog in your hand and an ice cold Coke.
There you
and,
go.
I never will forget that. But I thought we were going to have to do that tonight. But you made it with 30 seconds to spare.
Easy. It was a piece of cake. All right. A lot of folks, George, are really keying in on this Pearl Madison score.
Yeah.
I don't know what the final score was.
Okay. Well, you want me to start with scores?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's start with that one, because those were the two teams in our unofficial power ranking tied at the top of 6A. And Pearl goes into Madison Central and wins.
Whoa!
Their fifth game of the year, 14-7 over a previously undefeated Madison Central. So Pearl has played a tough schedule here in the first 5 weeks of the year. And they are still undefeated, 5-0. They beat Madison Central tonight 14-7. Some other games that are 6A, 5A schools. Columbus beat Vicksburg 27-7. It was Oxford shutting out Pontotoc 17-0. Germantown, Tennessee beat South Haven tonight 27-21. Murrah got their first win of the year. They beat Jim Hill 21-8. It was George County 19, Harrison Central 14. Starkville all over Meridian, 40-6 was the final there. Here's a little bit, I don't know that I would call this a shocker, but Brandon goes to Northwest Rankin and goes down. Northwest Rankin wins 28-14.
Well, I know you, and I agree with you. I don't know if you could put it in the shocker category. Northwest Rankin, you remember it started last year.
Right.
Those guys started playing really good football over there. Brandon's trying to find their offense right now.
Right, right. Here's one that, you know, we always talk about somebody kind of, and I don't know we can ever call South Panola kind of over in the weeds, but you remember they lost that game so badly to Brandon a few weeks ago?
Yes.
They're now 4-1. They beat Memphis University School tonight 34-10.
And you know Memphis University School, for those folks that don't know,
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's like a small college over there.
Yeah. All right. Some other scores. Lanier beat Forest Hill 12-6. South Jones over Bay 35-7. Greene County beat Long Beach 20-14 was the final there. It was Itawamba AHS over Corinth 29-21. Amory beat Nettleton 55-13. Belmont over Moorville 21-7. I'm going to pause here and just say something. You know, this is a night where we have a lot of games, but we don't have as many games as we normally would, because there are 39 schools that have an open date tonight, and most of them are concentrated in 6A and 5A. So we're going to be probably giving the lower classification scores more than we
love tonight.
Right, a lot of love, more than we normally would.
And is that because of the playoff system?
I think it's the way the playoffs work, because most of the 6A, 5A, they start district play next week.
Next weekend.
Mm-hmm. So they're taking the week off tonight. And a lot of schools that we normally would report scores are just not playing tonight. So 39 teams are not playing. But East Central shut out Hazelhurst 21-0. East Central's 4-0.
They're going to be one of our peanut games later on in the year. Keep an eye on those guys. They've got a really good team down there.
Absolutely. St. Stanislaus shut out Pearl River Central 35-0. Perry Central over Van Cleve 41-13. It was Northeast Jones over Bay Springs 27-21. Cleveland Central. Cleveland Central is 5-0. They beat Clarksdale tonight 26-8.
That is, now, for those that don't know, Cleveland Central is a combination of two schools.
Right, the consolidated Cleveland and Cleveland
East Side.
Yeah.
And it's now, and hey, apparently it's a good combination.
Oh, well, for football at least it's so far. Kossuth beat New Albany 45-7. Boonville doubled up Tishomingo County 40-20. Hadley shut out Mantachie 36-0. It was Eupora 28, Choctaw Central 21. McLaurin beat Enterprise Lincoln 40-7. Taylorsville over Columbia 38-21. Forest County AHS over West Marion 21-6. Some others. Water Valley, or actually Calhoun City, beat Water Valley 48-28. It was East Webster 28, Strayhorn 8. Philadelphia won their fifth game of the year. They're undefeated. They beat Quitman 44-15. Poplarville is 5-0. They beat Heidelberg 33-14. Collins outscores Morton 57-28. It was Summerall 42, Richton 18. Tupelo Christian Prep, fairly new school, but they shut out Thrasher 34-0 tonight.
Big
Simmons
win for them.
Simmons is now 4-0. They shut out Shelby Broad Street 42-0. Noxipater also shut out Ethel 45-0. Sacred Heart beat St. Patrick 21-14. Nanawaya shut out Sebastopol 67-0.
Got past them.
Stringer 56, Lord Star 34. Pelahatchie won again. They're now 5-0. They beat Mount Olive 46-6. The game you did. Jackson Prep hosting Madison St. Joe. I really thought that would have been a little bit closer than it was, but Jackson Prep won 77-20 and was.
Sixty-four in the first half. And the first half lasted 2 hours.
Well, you know, like I said, I got in my truck to come over here. I cut on the radio to see. I was thinking, well, you were probably doing the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. And it's like the Pacers are performing at halftime, and I'm thinking, what happened? I mean, did the power go out or something?
No. Well, we did lose the scoreboard for a little while, but all right. Very interesting situation. Jerrion Ealy, who is probably one of the better running backs in the state.
Right.
Scores on, a 66-yard touchdown run. And they said, St. Joe said, we called a timeout right before the ball was snapped.
Uh-huh.
Well, nobody heard it, apparently. And so there was a big question then. Do you take the touchdown off the board? 20 minutes later, after Todd Lott from St. Joe had his say and Ricky Black had his say, they took it off the board. I've never seen that in my life.
Wow.
And so, well, on the next play, Prep
scored.
But it took 20 minutes, and then we started halftime at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And then finally, and the reason that it ended like it did, it was because they had a running clock.
Running clock in the second half.
So.
Well, anyway, 77-20 was a final. I remember way back in the day, Jackson Prep, you know, beat somebody 70-something. Nothing.
As a matter of fact, oh, great one.
Yes.
I happen to have that score.
Did it beat England, wasn't it?
No, well, Rosemark.
Oh.
Okay, it's Bobby Gross sent this to me. He said, most points ever scored by a Prep team. Previous high was a 72-0 win over Rosemark in 1972.
Yeah, right. Okay. I knew it was something like that, but, you know. Anyway.
Back in your academy.
Well, yeah. Probably helped with that game.
Probably so.
All right, Lamar School over Presbyterian Christian, 32-22. East Rankin beat Winston
whoa,
Academy.
Whoa!
Yep. That's what this says.
Back up.
Yeah, that's what this says. Lamar School beat Presbyterian Christian 32-22. I'll check that again.
Check that out.
That came from Will, so we'll double
check thrill?
That.
Yeah. Well, then you can take that to the bank.
Well, East Rankin beat Winston 49-14. Indianola over Kirk 35-8. It was Simpson Academy over Cathedral 48-27. Leak over Newton Academy 35-8. It was Canton Academy beating Tri-County by the score of 31-27.
That's
what I have right now.
Okay, but you do have that final with Pearl winning over Madison Central. And what was that final again?
14-7. 14-7.
Wow, yeah. What a defensive struggle that
happened.
Yeah,
well, you know, both, well, actually, I guess probably Madison Central defensively has been really strong.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they gave up 3 points to Pearl. I mean, they've... You know, they were undefeated, and played some very tough competition. But so has Pearl. I don't even think, as far as 6A, it's not arguably, they are the number one team right now.
Right. Now, Dr. Dave and Will the Thrill have been working on this power ranking. It's unofficial, but Will came up with this theory of how they come up with that power ranking. And, of course, West Point was very, very much at the top. They were our peanut game tonight, and they beat Noxubee County. I would love, and we're not going to see it, Jake, but wouldn't you love to see the Green Wave maybe play Pearl?
We have
had several years, like I say several, a couple where we've had a 5A team that's really strong. We've seen this a couple years ago. South Panola, when they were on their run, Starkville was in 5A.
Right.
And we were sitting at the stadium. We said, boy, it would be great if we could see those two play. And we're there here again.
Yeah.
What if we saw West Point? You know, if we had, you know, basketball, they'll do that championship, that whole championship circuit.
Right.
Is if we could have an extra week to let West Point play the winner of 6A. That would be really fun.
Well, kind of like a dream game.
Yeah.
You know, they do that sometimes in basketball. They'll say, hey, you know, if you got two teams that are, you know, in different classifications, but would be a dream game. I remember, wasn't it, in basketball, Provine, Lanier, one of those two.
Yeah.
They played in that dream game. So anyway, back to football. We're going to take a break here in a minute. When we come back here in the next segment, we'll have John Luke McCord, who is going to have the SES update, and then Tim Lowe's going to talk to us about the Meridian-Starkville game. Boy, Starkville jumped all over them tonight.
Starkville took one on the chin to West Point early.
Right.
And then
understandably.
Everybody said, man, Starkville's just down. Well, no, West Point's really good.
Yeah.
And Starkville's really good, too.
Yeah.
And Starkville is going to make, you know, Northwest Rankin, I know you guys talked about it, got a big win tonight.
Ooh.
Madison Central, West Point. You look at Warren Central, Starkville. I mean, somebody's going to get left out in Region 2.
Who's really pretty good.
Who's really good. Who's a playoff team, which is, unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
So, I want to remind you that we are going to be announcing the Wendy's Giant of the Week. It's coming up, and Don Barnes went out to the pep rally and presented him with the plaque, and boy, they just had a big time down at, well, I'll just tell you, the high school. It was Pax Christiane was the high school that was represented with the Wendy's Giant of the Week, and so we will talk about that as an actor, because they really rolled out the red carpet for Friday Night Under the Lights this week. We want to thank them so much for working with us. And they're off tonight, George. They're one of those schools that you said, George, you know, he was saying, I don't know if you heard a while ago, there were 39 schools that did not play. So we'll take a timeout, and we will come back, and we'll go to the telephones back to Mark.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking, what makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a giant!
Junior. And now, for a limited time, get the giant junior bacon cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Let's face it. You aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Football time again in the Deep South. Hi everyone, Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game. Friday Night Under the Lights, Russ Robinson here. Tonight's show made possible by Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center. And don't forget the clinic tomorrow morning. I'm sure there are some folks around the league tonight, around the high school ranks that got nicked and bruised and what have you. And, I noticed some cramping tonight because it was cool.
Several in our game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they are open tomorrow. Also, I want to remind everyone that we do have a Wendy's Giant player that we will be letting out here in just a little bit, and so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Big thanks to the folks at Crown Trophy. They're the ones that are getting... Have you seen the plaques?
I have not seen them.
Wow, are they nice. They are nice. Crown Trophy here in Flowood is where we get them, and it's just, the kids seem to really like it, and the school likes to get one for their trophy case, and so everybody seems to be happy. So we gave you the scores a while ago. I want to remind you that the scores are on the website and on the app. So if you're jumping into your car now from a ball game, or you've come back from a meeting or something, and you miss when George goes over the scores, they are constantly running. Dr. Dave has them on a crawl. And Will the Thrill is putting that sheet together.
I like to say they're on a crawl, they're stationary, they're doing everything imaginable.
They even come down left or right.
Left or right. I mean, it's just all kind of things. Hey, real brief.
Yeah.
Big game kind of here in the metro area, Jackson area, that Will the Thrill is dancing in the streets. The Provine Rams are 4-0.
Whoa.
They beat Callaway 33-27 tonight.
That is huge.
That's
because
big.
Now Callaway had a really good team. Well, they still have a good team.
Yeah.
But, anyway. I'm sure Will the Thrill, you can probably hear him in Atlanta right now. He's excited about that.
Matter of fact, Callaway wide receiver Malik Keith, who right now is currently committed to Mississippi State, received his All-American jersey this week to play in the U.S. Army All-American game. So,
how about that?
Mississippi continues to put All-Americans in the All-American and, Under Armour All-Americans and all of these great games that come out, the Army game, the big Army game. So Malik Keith, the next in line in that fraternity of great Mississippi high school football players.
Yeah, and I was, watching the Florida State game the other day, and there's, Cam Akers playing running back. So
be on the field tomorrow against Miami.
That's right. Well, that should be good. All right, we want to get to the telephones. We've got a lot to get to here. John Luke McCord is joining us, the SES update. John Luke, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm great. I know you guys are doing well. Lots and lots of big games down in the Metro tonight.
Yeah, there was a lot of them in the Metro, but which ones were you covering?
Man, tonight I was at Starkville. I was on hand for Meridian at Starkville. Second time I've seen Meridian play this season. I was impressed with them in the second half against Tupelo, but tonight it was all Starkville, and I have to say that I walked away from that game thinking that 6A North, at least, is really, I think there's two teams ahead of everyone in 6A North, and that's Starkville and Tupelo, but the Yellow Jackets, they got a really good offense under first-year head coach Chris Jones.
And won't those two have to play each other in order to get to the championship game?
They would. Starkville, obviously, in Region 2, Tupelo in Region 1. So they would cross paths in the playoffs, and, man, boy, I hope we get that matchup because those are two of the better defenses I've seen outside of West Point this season, no doubt.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, Meridian is kind of they're still trying to find themselves right now.
Yeah, you know, they played a tough schedule going on the road to Tupelo, going on the road in Alabama to play Hoover, and now going on the road to play Starkville. So the only team they've beaten is Knoxby County. But, look, I do expect Meridian to get some wins at this point. That's a good team. They can really throw the football. But the offensive line tonight was just overmatched from the get-go. And Starkville so good up front defensively that it really opens up plays for those linebackers, for those guys in the secondary. Ty Grantham's son, Corbin Grantham, got a big interception tonight. That was one of three for Starkville. And on the offensive side, they just kind of run you to death. They can go deep with the football in the passing game, but they run you to death with Rodriguez Clark and the quarterback, Malik Brown.
Anybody else up there in the north that you might want to comment on tonight?
You know, I think that Oxford is starting to build up some wins that would deserve some respect. I mean, the only loss we're looking at for Oxford early this season is on the road at Starkville. So I think the Oxford Chargers are a team to watch out for. Montauk was without their running back, starting running back tonight, and also playing a 6A team for the first time. But I think the Oxford Chargers, last year they obviously lost the momentum that Jack Abraham and that program has built.
Yeah.
But they've got a pretty good team this year, just and going to have some wins to get in Region 1 6A, I think.
All right, John, look, we really appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next week on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, let's talk about the North. You had mentioned about that. Tupelo, Region 1, Starkville, Region 2. So let's just say for kicks, we're just throwing out scenarios here. Tupelo wins, they get the number one seed. Starkville, let's just say, gets the number one seed. So then they would be across from each other in the North, and they would eventually play each other in the semifinals, which would be North State.
Right, and that, a lot of times we have seen that be the championship game.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
That semifinal week. Let's go to the telephone. Tim Lowe is talking to us about the Meridian Starkville game. And Tim, what did you see tonight?
Do I have to talk about it? I guess you got to respond to that.
Yeah, you will.
I gotta say something. Yeah, it's just I heard the previous caller kind of sort of sum it up for us. You know, Meridian in transition right now as far as the offensive line is concerned, and just really got outplayed up front, and three interceptions turned into 21 points for Starkville High School. And you can't give a team like Starkville any help, and that's what we did tonight. We gave them plenty of help. I still stand strong on our defense being one of the fastest, physical, most physical defenses in the state of Mississippi. Granted, you know, who we played this year, you know, Tupelo and Knoxville, and, you know, and Hoover and Tupelo. So we played that non-district is out of control. So, we'll go in the district play next week. We'll open up with Jim Hill, and then we'll go to Pearl and see if we can give the Pirates their first loss. But it's really trying to find something on offense right now that works for us, and being able to capitalize on it and being able to execute, because when you play teams like Starkville, who are just fast and physical and nasty on defense, and I can't give enough praise to Coach Chris Jones, who is just really doing a magnificent job on offense for the Yellow Jackets. So we're in that time period where we go back and tell guys Monday, hey, listen, you know, we're 0-0, you know, and you know, we just get ready to play district, and you know, I do know for sure we'll be in the fight. We'll be there. Four teams get in from our region, and we'll be one of those four. And we'll just have to, you know, come out in the end and fight from that point forward.
All right, Tim. Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, hey, you got to talk about them whether you win or lose. I mean, they still play the games. And I agree with you. That non-conference, that non-district schedule is brutal, not only on Meridian, but for a lot of these teams around the state. You'll see them in the playoffs, even though they're getting losses now.
Interesting stat. You know, we like to talk stats and trends. And Tim, you can go to this, too. You know, the thing about South 6A, it's been interesting the last couple of years. Petal made it to the state championship 2 years ago, and then Pearl last year started 2-3 out of non-region play. So I think what you said to start kind of a new season next week, a lot of teams get to reset and do that in region play next week.
Yeah, without a doubt, and to be honest with you, after the loss at Hoover, that was the message to our kids.
Yeah.
Listen, this is to make us better, and we wanted to play teams, quite honestly, that mirrored Pearl. That's what we wanted to play. We wanted to play teams that mirrored Pearl. Big up front, fast on defense, really physical, because we knew in order to reach our goal, which every year is the same goal, which is the state championship, is, you know, you got to beat Pearl. That's what you got to do basically in the South, and that's what we're looking forward to doing.
All right, Tim. Hey, listen, we appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you guys.
All righty. Appreciate you. All right, George, before we go to break, any breaking scores that you've picked up?
Well, a game that we were closely following, the West Point-Noxubee County game. I wanted to give you a final on that one. It was West Point 47 and Noxubee County 14. So that one was one. There was a couple of others, and I'll find them here in just a second. One I thought was interesting, Forest tonight beat Florence 32-14.
And back-to-back losses now for Florence.
That is.
Yeah,
that is.
So I thought that was a good one.
Bearcats recovering from a loss last week. Yeah. So a big win for Forest High School tonight. We will have a report from that West Point game. Don Barnes will fill us in. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, Jason Scarborough did the Brandon Northwest Rankin game tonight. And before we leave, you know, last night, Chris Saxon, our producer, and Don Barnes, myself, went over to do the Hines game. And Brady Anderson was the quarterback for Southwest Community College. And I really like the way he plays. I'm sure Brandon liked the way he played, too. But he's very smooth.
Very smooth quarterback. Throws a good ball.
Does.
Glad to see him get an opportunity to extend his career and go play in the Mississippi JUCO system, which we know is a fantastic system.
A great system.
And, you know, we'll see what continue to follow his career. It's always fun to watch these guys as they move forward.
Like Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew and several others around the state of Mississippi that we've seen go on and have nice careers in the JUCO system.
George, you got anything before we go?
Well, just this, I don't think we had this one earlier. You know, Hernando's off to a really good start. They lost tonight to Briarcrest 34-28. Wanted to mention that. Just looking again, you know, I think it's impressive that South Manola is now 4-1. They beat Memphis University School 34-10. Mentioned that earlier. 14-7, Pearl a winner over Madison Central. The big win Startwell had 40-6 over Meridian. And another one that we can just throw in here real quickly: Greene County beat Long Beach. Those both teams were undefeated. Greene County was 4-0, Long Beach 3-0. Greene County won tonight 20-14.
Very good. We're going to duck out of here and take a timeout, and we will be back at the Wendy's Giant Studio here in Flowood, Mississippi, with more of Friday Night Under the Lights in just a moment or two. Stay with us.